direct from Orlando. It's blindbargains.com coverage of NFB 2015, brought to you by Hims. Your needs are our solutions. Home of the new Smart Beetle Braille display, the Ebot video magnifier, and the Blaze ET. Visit www.hims-inc.com.
JJ here. Thanks for checking out our convention coverage. If you like what you hear, we also have a weekly podcast, the BBcast. It's available every week, and you get the latest news and reviews and interviews and much more from assistive technology and beyond, featuring myself, Joe Steinkamp, and a bevy of guests and panelists. So go check it out. You can get it from the Blind Bargains app on iPhone or Android, or at blindbargains.com. Now, interviews from the convention.
Now, here's Joe Steinkamp.
Here on the floor of NFB 2015 at the 75th anniversary, as you heard at the top of the show. And my first interview of the day, it had to be no one else. I couldn't think of a better person to start with, Larry at APH. Larry, how you been?
Been fantastic, Joe. How about yourself?
I am doing well. Now, I have an advanced preview from going to the AT Vendor Showcase, so I know some of this stuff. And I have to tell you, I am really excited for our listeners to hear what you got going on this year at APH.
Well, okay, I'll kind of just do a little summary of what we talked about last night. So let's start out with what I think is one of the most important pieces of technology that's come out in a while, and that is a Nemeth tutorial that's online, fully accessible, of course. It's coming from APH, right?
Right.
It's HTML5 and ARIA-based, so it looks great, and it works with all your access technology, your iPad, Android, Mac, and PC. Better to use it with a Braille display, of course, since this is a tutorial about Braille mathematics. And it's, as I mentioned, it's free. It's at tech.aph.org/Nemeth. And there are... I believe about 52 different lessons there, going all the way from the basics into the advanced mathematics. Not every aspect of Nemeth is covered, but very, very good representation of it. We're even thinking about trying to start using it to train transcribers, maybe expanding it out a little bit, maybe even getting a certification going with it and so forth.
But that's a good idea.
So far, it's just a tutorial for anybody, though, teachers or people that want to learn themselves.
Okay. And that is a really good when you time that into, say, the calculator.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the new things that's coming out this summer is a upgrade to the TI-84 talking graphing calculator to support Braille. And it supports both Nemeth and UEB. That's actually just one of the features in this upgrade. And the upgrade will be free. If you're not already on the calculator list, you can keep up with us what's going on there by sending a message to GC for graphing calculator - subscribe at tech.aph.org. And there's a discussion there about what's going on with the graphing calculator. And it's really, we were looking for beta testers. It's a little too late for that. We're actually got it finalized, but we're starting up a new round for the next version. Got about six or eight things that we know of that we want to do with it, but so looking forward to everyone's feedback on that. We also have a new calculator coming out. That is the TI-XS30. It's a scientific calculator. And the interesting thing about this one is we've tried to make the form factor very similar to the way that the original TI is. It's actually a little bit bigger in the back because the original TI one is a solar-powered one, and the speech really just is eating up too much power for solar energy, so we've put a rechargeable battery in it. So that'll be coming out, I believe, mid part of August or so.
Okay.
We've got two new iOS apps. And we're looking for beta testers for a third one. So I'll give you information on the two that are out. So one of them is called Visual Brailler. And it's a It's a Braille writer, basically. It does everything the Perkins Braille writer does except emboss on paper. So you can... We really designed it for transcribers or people wanting to get their UEB certification. And you can use it to do all the exercises for the NLS program, email your exercises to NLS straight from it, lets you do the backspacing, the editing, and so forth, shows Braille on the screen.
Yep.
And it's free also. It's in the App Store. Just look up Visual Brailler, and it should pop up the first one. The second one is... a remake of our old venerable Math Flash. This one's called Math Robot. And, you know, Joe, it's really, really funny because Math Flash was one of the first PC apps that we did when I came back to APH in the late 90s. And we thought we were really having fun with the responses, you know, kind of getting out there on the edge with funny things like, oh, that's wrong, use your toes too.
Exactly.
Well, now we're in the 2015s with the responses, so it's a lot of fun. Basically, it's a drill and practice for basic mathematics for the iPad, all accessible, and looks good for sighted students as well.
I may need it myself. Math is not my strongest specialty.
I think you've got this part.
Oh, okay. Well, it remains to be seen. But it's neat to bring that back. And along with that, there's one you mentioned last night that I'm very excited to hear about that you were saying is coming back to the fold, to iOS.
Oh, notes. Talking Typer, right.
Yeah, that is cool.
We're actually looking for beta testers for that right now. And if you're interested in testing, please send an email to technology@aph.org. We'll send you back a form to fill out so that we can collect some demographics and so forth, and try to get you participated in shaping this thing into as good as it was on the PC.
A venerable one I used in vocational rehab a lot with people.
Yeah.
I know it well.
That actually is our best-selling program at APH, still, after all these years.
That is because of its quality and because of the need, I think, for a lot of individuals.
So. Yeah. You
know? Now, that's not just iOS. Android has an update, and I believe a nearby Explorer just got some new points of interest.
Well, we modified the way the nearest place option works on nearby Explorer. So, if you're familiar with the app, you can check various geospatial related things, and as you move, they announce, even though your phone's locked and in your pocket. And one of them, of course, is the nearest place that you're at. And you can also check one for the distance to the nearest place. So as you might be walking by McDonald's, it might say McDonald's 40 yards at 3 o'clock. Well, now we've added, I didn't mention this last night, but we've also added that you can put your favorites in that.
Oh,
which,
cool.
Which they already did it, but now you can turn them on and off.
Yeah,
but
so it's in relation to your points of interest,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. So and, like another layer.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then also now transit stops.
Yay.
And not just the name of the stop, but what it does is tells you what time the next bus or train is, what direction it's going, and the material that's on the head sign of the bus, so that it's sort of the name of the route. And then if you also have the distance and direction checked, which is right under it, it'll tell you, you know, exactly where the bus stop is. So as you walk by, you know, you'll hear 415 eastbound North Market Street, 30 yards west or whatever. So
one of the go-to and must-haves for Android is definitely Nearby Explorer, and that is exciting to hear. Is there anything else we missed that's new over at APH?
I think that's some, we've got hundreds of things we're always working on, but I think those are some of the main highlights.
Excellent. And where can people go to learn more about the products we talked about or to find out about some of the ones we didn't?
Go to aph.org.
Excellent. And that phone number, sir?
800-223-1839.
Larry, it would not be a convention if I didn't come by and see you, man.
Good seeing you, Jeff.
Appreciate it so much.
Good to see you.
from good old Orlando. You're going to get more Blind Bargains coverage sponsored by Hims. Just stay tuned to the RSS feed.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys. Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2015.